Hey, welcome back to the podcast. It's the mid check-in for August. Hope you're doing well. You know, summer's going by like a breeze, right? The days are getting shorter, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's getting dark already. And it's like getting close to September. We're almost there, everybody. We're halfway through the month, and I wanted to jump in and just touch base, share a little bit more from the August edition of the Canadian Podcaster online magazine for the amazing month of August. Again, I'm Dave. I'm a podcaster from Ontario, Canada. I created the online magazine for Canadian podcasters because there's nothing really for us that features indie podcasters. Sure, there's other things that, you know, promote the big guys and all the ones with the big fancy budgets. But what about you and me? You know, the podcasters who are doing this on our own, we're paying our own way, maybe doing all the work on our own. We don't have a team. And we want to meet other Canadian podcasters. We want to grow our connections. We want to listen to other Canadian content. And we want a voice for Canada in podcasting. And that's what the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine is. CanadianPodcaster.com. Would love for you to head over there and check out all the past editions of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. There's a lot of great stuff there. And every month, we feature a handful of podcasters that we want you to go check out. We really want you to go listen to these shows, support your fellow Canadian podcasters. They're out there doing it. They're doing it every day. They're working on their show. They're getting better. And they're representing Canada well. And we just want to put some more people in front of you. And in August, just like in the past editions, we're really focusing in on these amazing voices in Canadian podcasting. So whether you have heard of these people or not, they're amazing and you're going to love them and you're going to just find some new podcasts to follow. Just be a fan of. And that's the idea. If you want your podcast featured in September or future versions and editions of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, I'd love to do this with you. Let me know. There's a SpeakPipe link on our website. We'd love to hear you. Tell me about your show. Tell me, you know, we're looking for Canadian podcasters. You don't have to live within Canada, but you need to be from Canada. We need some tie, some bond back to this country we love. And if you're a podcaster and you have Canadian roots, we need you in our magazine. That's what we're looking for. We're proud to be Canadian. We're proud to raise Canadian voices. And we're proud to feature you. Love to hear from you over at CanadianPodcaster.com. Let me know. We'd like to feature you in September and beyond here on the magazine. So without further ado, it's fun to say, we're going to jump into a mid-month checkup for the month of August 2025, Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. Thanks for being here. A quick word of thanks to those that are reaching out to the magazine and to the podcast. So great to hear from you. It's very encouraging to hear from you as you listen to the show, as you read the magazine, to get your feedback on what we could do in the magazine, how you can grow this, and how you can contribute as a reader, as a listener. Would love to hear from you. If you have ideas for the magazine, it's going to make the magazine better. Like, it's really going to help grow this thing when you, as a participant on your end, step up and say, hey, I want to be part of this. I want to write for the magazine. I want to talk about my show on the podcast. I want to be interviewed. I want to have a conversation about the state of podcasting in Canada from my perspective as a listener and viewer of the magazine. I'd love to hear from you. Having your input and your thoughts here would be amazing. So reach out anytime. Would love to do a quick interview with you, have a conversation. We could have a Timmy's conversation, you know, virtually, and just get together and see how we can make this thing better for you and for everyone else who tunes into the podcast and flips through the magazine online. What can we do better? What can we do to grow this thing? And with your help, we can make it so much better. So if you're seeing gaps, you're like, oh, I wish the magazine did this. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're the one to do it. And I'd love to work with you. canadianpodcaster.com. I'm just waiting for your response, and to hear from you would be a joy. So, Canadian Podcaster, respond today. Let's get you into the magazine and part of what we're trying to build here for Canadian voices in podcasting. As we wrap up August 2025, I'm just thinking back about where we've come from as a new magazine, as a new initiative to create a space for voices for Canadian podcasters. Super proud of the voices that we've been able to magnify so far and the opportunity to do this long into the future. And it's really, really fun to do this. I wasn't really sure how this magazine would turn out, how it would be received, and your responses have been very encouraging. So again, any feedback you have, love to hear from you. And again, thank you for those that have reached out. I'm thinking of you today as I record this, and I really do appreciate you. Let's talk a little bit about some of the podcasters featured in August. Let's run through some amazing voices here in podcasting and give you a little taste of their show. Here's our podcast feature of August 2025. Here are the voices that were pointing you in their direction. Go check them out. Go give them some love and listen to their show. I'm sure they'd love to hear from you. Here's our featured podcasters for the month of August 2025. For the month of August 2025, I have a question for you. Have you ever wanted to learn how to speak Italian? I know here in Canada, we have French and English as our two official languages, but we have a lot of Italians here in Canada. Hello to you all. And we have this beautiful country called Italy, which I've never been to, but I want to go. And if you're listening in Italy, hello. Buongiorno. It's so nice to have you with us. I came across a podcaster who is a teacher at heart. And this podcaster wants to help you to learn Italian in a new way. And I love the premise of her show and how she does this. And Myra is her name. And you're going to just fall in love with this podcast. It is We Learn Italian Step by Step. And Myra's going to take you through learning Italian in a unique way by incorporating story. She has a virtual co-host that joins her on the show. It's really, really fun. And you will learn a ton through Myra and her show. We Learn Italian Step by Step. Here's Myra. Here's a little taste of the show. And if you're looking to learn Italian, or the next time you go to that big Italian wedding and you want to know something that's being said, Myra can help you. And she'd love to talk to you anytime. Reach out to Myra through the podcast. We Learn Italian Step by Step. Here's Myra.
Impariamo l'italiano piano piano.
Un impegno quotidiano. What if learning Italian wasn't just about studying grammar and vocabulary, but stepping into a story full of hidden messages, family ties, and long-lost truths? I'm Myra, and this is Imperiamo l'Italiano Piano Piano, Un Impegno Quotidiano, a story-based podcast for Italian learners who want to grow beyond the basics, one step at a time. Each episode takes you deeper into a mystery filled with hidden letters, family secrets, and an old library, plus vocabulary, grammar, flashcards, and interactive practice, all woven into the adventure. And then there's the recorded voice of a certain Italian narrator who tends to interject his own style of charm, charisma, and, come si dice, dramatic flair.
Registrato, ma io sono Antonio Giovanni Maria di Rossi. Non sono solo una voce disincarnata.
Ah, there it is. Now, dear listener, you've had a little taste of what I'm dealing with on this show.
So my background is in HR. I've been in HR for years and years, and I've done everything from the working for a placement agency, putting people in temporary work and dealing with vendors and dealing with clients as employees and placing people, being on call 24/7. That was fun. And doing interviews. I did a lot, a ton, a crap ton is the official term of interviews. I interviewed a lot of people. I did job fairs. I did all that stuff. And what I loved about HR, the most thing I love about it was the people. I love connecting with people, helping people find their passion, helping people put them in the right position, the right job for them, see them just excel, and the confidence that comes from finding somebody's ideal placement for work. And anything you can do to find a resource that's going to help you in human resources, in HR, is a great thing. The HR Hub by Andrea Adams is one of those podcasts for you. And if you want a Canadian perspective on HR, you want a Canadian perspective on how you can work with your employees and have that human touch in business, this is the podcast for you. The HR Hub is the name of the show. Here's a little taste from Andrea Adams, and I'd love for you to check it out. I know she'd love to hear from you. And you can give her an employee review, a podcast review, yeah, by going out and leaving her your comments on her show, The HR Hub. Here's a little taste.
So today's topic is something I heard about only recently, and that's professional employer organizations. What are they? How do you use them? Well, keep listening to learn about this and anything related to HR. You can also find me on YouTube. So today my guest is Paul Amasigio. I'm not going to say that too many times. I'm struggling with it. But Paul's the founder and head of Payroll Mart. They specialize in payroll, HCMs, and professional employer organizations. Payroll Mart is not a vendor of software, but a service and support organization helping small to mid-sized organizations operate in the U.S. I'm sure there's nuance to this that Paul's going to tell us about. As I understand, PEOs are an American idea, but relevant for smaller companies and relevant for anyone who's looking to move into the United States. Hi, Paul. How are you?
My cooking skills are not great. I do know how to bake. I learned how to bake from my grandmother when I was 16. Yeah, that's fun. I learned how to make pie, like all the elements of making pie, including the crust. I don't buy pre-made crust. Come on. I learned everything from her, and she was a genius. Baking and the stuff she could make, everything was handmade, all done. Amazing cook. And I wanted to learn because I wanted to carry that forward. I still have her pans. I still have her handwritten recipe card. And that's basically the extent of my cooking. My wife would like me to cook more. So in that, there's a podcast that can really help me to step up in the kitchen and do a little bit more than put my dishes on the counter. I could cook better by just listening to Three Kitchens, the podcast, because they help you in the kitchen to do better. And if you're like me and you have some skills lacking in the kitchen, then Three Kitchens is a podcast you got to check out. Here's a little taste. Oh, that was good. A taste of the podcast, a little sample. And yeah. Here, let's go enjoy a meal with Three Kitchens. Here's a little taste.
You're listening to Three Kitchens podcast, hosted by home cooks Aaron Walker and Heather Dyer.
Are you tired of cooking the same old things? So are we. Let's all get inspired, cook better, and eat great food. We have comments and opinions.
Yeah. We don't have to share them all with listeners.
We won't share them all with you. But if you're hearing this, you've made it to the final episode of season 5 of Three Kitchens podcast.
Yay!
We're excited that we've made it here.
Yeah, maybe it's your first Three Kitchens episode. Can you imagine? The very most recent one. Well, hey, that could happen if you're new and you just scroll to the first one in the list. Welcome to the end of season 5.
The good news is, we got so much. If you are looking for ideas, if you want to change up what you're doing in your kitchen, if you're looking for inspiration, if you want to try different foods, we got a back catalog.
If you want to hear people talking about cooking in a way that's relatable and that makes you say, ah, me too, because we're not professional chefs. We have never claimed to be. Nope. And just about everything we make on this podcast is something we've never tried before. So there is a lot of margin of error.
Okay, wait. Don't tell me show me. Okay, yeah, show, don't tell. Writing is a podcast to help you as an author to do what you want to do and do it better. And Susie's going to help you. On her show, Show, Don't Tell, Writing, she's going to help you to do a better job in your journey as an author. And I love her enthusiasm. I love how she shows up on the mic. She's got great tips for you as a writer. And she's Canadian. Like, what else can you ask for, right? So I'm asking you to go check out Show, Don't Tell, Writing. It's a great podcast. If you know an author, or you are an author, or you want to be an author, if you've ever met an author, if you've ever read a book, you're going to want to check out Show, Don't Tell, Writing with Susie. Here's a little taste of her show, and it's going to help you to do a better job as an author. Here's a little taste.
Welcome to Show, Don't Tell, Writing with me, Susie Vidori, where I teach you the tried and true secrets to writing fiction, nonfiction, that are going to wow your readers, broken down step by step. We're going to explore writing techniques. I'm going to show you a glimpse behind the scenes of successful writers' careers that you wouldn't have access to otherwise. And I'm also going to coach writers live on their pages so that you can learn and transform your own storytelling. Whether you're just starting out, you're drafting your first book, you're editing, or you're currently rewriting that book, or maybe even your 10th book, this show's going to help you unlock the writing skills that you didn't even know you needed, but you definitely do. I'm so looking forward to helping you get your amazing ideas from your mind onto your pages in an exciting way for both you and your readers so that you can achieve your wildest writing dreams. And you're going to also have some fun doing it. Let's dive in. Today, we continue with our one-page reviews that I know that all our listeners love.
If you create audio content, podcasts, whatever, audiobooks, there's one thing that's really, really important in audio. It's your audio branding. And audio branding is like the key thing, key foundation for an amazing connection with your audience. And if you want to hear someone who does this so well, Jody Kringle is her name. And Jody is the voice of commercials and all kinds of stuff around the world. She's a very familiar voice with voiceover talent. And she does a lot of great stuff. And she's a super supportive, kind person. What a combo. And if you want to learn more about audio branding, it is the hidden gem of marketing. Jody Kringle's got an amazing podcast for you. It is called Audio Branding. And we want you to go check it out and level up your skills, your knowledge, your abilities on the mic. Jody's going to take you there. She's got great resources for you. She's a super talented person that can really help you step up your game behind the mic and connect better with your audience. Audio Branding, the hidden gem of marketing with Jody Kringle. You're going to love this podcast. You're going to love everything that Jody does. And as soon as you hear her voice, you're like, I know that voice. That's audio branding. That's Jody Kringle. Here's a little taste.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
So many great podcasters for the month of August. Again, we're looking forward to September where we can throw the spotlight on you. And like I keep saying, over and over and over and one more time, over, that we want to feature you. So one thing I hear from podcasters as I help people over on my show, the How to Podcast series, is people are saying, Dave, how do I get in front of people? How do I get people to come find my show? So hard. Podcasting and search engine optimization, SEO, that's really, really tough. I don't understand how to do this. I'm really struggling, Dave. What do? I say, get on podcasts. Be a guest. Be where podcast listeners are. Instead of trying to convince people to come to podcasting, just go to where they already are. The best place for baseball players to find baseball fans is at a baseball game, not at the supermarket. Convince people to leave their cart, come with me, let's go watch a baseball game. No, when you show up as a baseball player and the stands are full of people, those are baseball fans, and you don't have to convince them to stay because they love baseball. Fans of podcasting tend to stick around podcasts. So the best way to connect with a podcast listener is to be where podcast listeners are. So, with all that in mind, I would love to feature you here to an audience of podcasters so that they can connect with you. So by you sharing your podcast here and your feature here in the September edition or October, November, December of the Canadian Podcaster Online magazine, people will then in fact find your show and come and check you out. So I will continue to hunt and search for podcasts like you, but you can make my job way more easier by simply reaching out and saying, Dave, I'd like to be featured in an upcoming magazine. And I will gladly do this. The one stipulation, you have to be Canadian. You have to be a Canadian voice in podcasting. That's it. You don't have to live in Canada, but you need to be from Canada. You have to have some Canadian roots, something that ties you back to this great country of ours. Because I see you in the stats. I see there's people listening from all over the world. So something's connecting with you, and I think that's fabulous. Thank you. If you're a Canadian and you have a podcast, I need to hear from you. And I want to throw the spotlight on you. I will go find people if you don't respond, but I want you to be in the next edition. So please don't make me wait. Please don't make me sit there and stare at the screen. I want to hear from you. Email, SpeakPipe, voice message, whatever you got for me, reach out. I'd love to hear from you on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. Let's put you in front of podcast listeners. It's the best way to grow your show because you're in front of people who don't need to be convinced to listen to a podcast. In the August edition of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, we have the book marked Podcaster Library feature. And it features a really fun book by our friends over at NPR, that amazing behemoth there in the U.S. And NPR does podcasting very well. They really produce their podcasts in a very unique way. I can't even get close to how they do that. They have great teams. They've got great writers. They have great budgets, which I don't have. And they do a lot in their version of podcasting, which I think is outstanding. So they have their own book on podcasting. It's NPR's Podcast Startup Guide, Create, Launch, and Grow a Podcast on Any Budget. And I'm glad they put any budget because I don't have much of a budget. So I was very curious to see what this book was all about. I love the audiobook so much, I bought the hardcover as well. So I have both. And what I love to do is listen to the audiobook with the paper copy in my hands. I like to have it in front of me and have somebody read it with me. I get more of my senses involved, and it's really, I soak it in better when I have the two. So I don't know if that's how you do it, but that's kind of how I enjoy it. And I get to support them by buying multiple versions of the same project. So again, NPR's Podcast Startup Guide, Create, Launch, and Grow a Podcast on Any Budget. What I love about this, it's a little bit snarky, it's a little bit fun, and there's a lot of good stuff in here for you. So here's a little taste from this audiobook, and I would love for you to go out and grab a copy of the audiobook. I'd love for you to go grab a copy of the hardcover version of it as well. And it's a really good podcaster handbook that can really help you with your show. And there's some things in there that's going to be for a larger budget, bigger teams, but there's a lot of great stuff in there for individual podcasters like you and me. And when you have a very small budget, there's still a crap ton of great content in there for you, things that you can put into place for your podcast. So here's a little taste. The author is Glenn Weldon, and here he is talking through NPR's Podcast Startup Guide. Here's a little taste.
Introduction. Podcasting with a plan. Whoever you are, whatever you love, there's a podcast for you. More every day. Sports fan, knitting obsessive, culture vulture, armchair psychologist, political junkie, science nerd, foodie, left-handed Bolivian dental hygienist, give it time. You name it, there's a podcast about it. Podcasting's growth has been nuts, and it's continuing. In 2019, the New York Times counted more than 700,000 podcasts in existence, with 2,000 to 3,000 new shows appearing every dang month. Now, that's according to podcast hosting service Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y, which, like so many other online services, has no use whatsoever for the letter E, which is how you know it's got its finger on the pulse, P-U-L-S. That same year, podcasting reached a major milestone when an infinite dial study by Edison Research and Triton Digital found that more than 50% of Americans ages 12 and over said they had ever listened to a podcast. Podcasts are booming because they speak to our collective obsession with wanting to know stuff. The faster the better, we're busy. And to enjoy stuff, being busy can be stressful. We need downtime. Podcasts make these leaps in knowledge and pleasure available in the time it takes to tuck in earbuds, while freeing our eyeballs and hands to do other things. We listen while we commute, work out, walk the dog, cook, or drift off to sleep. But there's another growth curve. Hundreds of thousands of us are transforming our love of listening to podcasts into creating them. Maybe you're listening to this audiobook because you've got an idea or a message that's important to you. Maybe friends or family have said you should do a podcast.
So again, thank you so much for being a part of August. Thank you for being a listener of the podcast. I really appreciate you. I'd love for you to follow the show. I would love to get your comments over in Spotify. You can leave comments in the episode. That's great. I read them, and I'd love to hear from you. Put your name somehow, and if you have your show, put your title of your podcast in there as well in the comments so I can go listen. That'll also help me find you if you're a Canadian podcaster to have you when you're on the show. Love to hear you and see you in the comments. Thank you for that. You can always reach me through the website, CanadianPodcaster.com, and my SpeakPipe is the place that I love the most because it's your voice recorded and sent to me over the power of the internet. It's a cool thing called the internet. Really, really fun. I think it's going to catch on. And hearing your voice is so much fun for me, and I'd love to bring your voice into the podcast. So if you have a moment, which I think you might, please reach out to me at CanadianPodcaster.com. We'll be happy to connect with you, feature you, answer any questions, hear your feedback for the show, for the magazine. We'll connect in September. It's just like a short time away. Fall's coming, everybody. Fall in love with podcasting this fall, and it's back to school time. It's time to learn more about podcasting, and I'm glad you're here. If you want to grow your podcast, if you want to connect with podcasters from around the world, go check out my other show, the How to Podcast series at howtopodcast.ca. I'd love to have you connect with that show. Like 600 episodes about podcasting. That'll fill up your calendar. And I'd love to have some time with you over at howtopodcast.ca. CanadianPodcaster.com. Thank you so much for being here. Have a great rest of August. We'll see you in September.